USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president of Turkey addressing parliament today, talking to lawmakers about the death of Jamal Khashoggi, the Saudi journalist who was never seen after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd. Through an interpreter, the Turkish president says Saudi officials must reveal who ordered the killing of Khashoggi.
The Vienna Convention and other rules of international law do not allow the investigation of such a vicious murder to be prevented by resorting to the shield of diplomatic immunity.
The Turkish president saying Khashoggi's death was planned, and he called it a savage murder. Hurricane Willa expected to slam into Mexico with 145-mile-an-hour winds today. By week's end, it could be dumping rain on the Carolinas. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Hurricane Willa will make landfall along the southwestern coast of mainland Mexico later today, and forecasters are warning the Category 4 storm will also bring life-threatening storm surge, wind, and rain to parts of Mexico before bringing very heavy rain to southern Texas later this week. Long lines at lottery dealers across the nation as there are two huge jackpots.
Mega Millions at $1.6 billion and Powerball at $620 million. One can only dream.
You know, somebody's got to win it. It might as well be one of us.
Your odds of winning? Terrible. One in about 300 million. Mega Millions played Tuesday and Friday night. Powerball Wednesday and Saturday night.
USA Radio's Robin Walensky. President Trump's approval rating's a bit higher than former President Obama's was at this time. The new NBC Wall Street Journal poll has Trump at 47% approval among voters. Obama was at 45. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump was holding a rally in Houston, Texas last night in support of the re-election of Senate Republican Ted Cruz, who back during the presidential primary, the president used to call Lion Ted.
In just 15 days, the people of Texas are going to re-elect a man who has become a really good friend of mine. You know, we had our little difficulties, right? But actually, if you remember, the beginning, it was a love fest.
Cruz facing off on Election Day against Democratic Congressman Beto O'Rourke, who is leading among millennials in Texas in the polls. And some polls also have O'Rourke within 10 points of the incumbent. Drug addiction and the affordability of college more on the minds of Americans than they were 2 years ago, according to a new study by the Pew Research Center. It says the percentage of Americans who thought drug addiction was a very big problem grew from 56% in 2016 to 68% now. 63% of Americans are concerned about college affordability. That compares to 52% who were concerned about it 2 years ago. And a new cereal honoring a TV classic is selling big, a Golden Girls-themed cereal, now available at Target and some online stores. It costs about $8 a box, but you get the collectible figurines of Dorothy, Sophia, Blanche, and Rose. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.